Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Wayfair's big sale is returning. Get ready for Way Day. For 4 days only, score up to 80% off all things home with free shipping on everything. From October 26th through 29th, score Wayfair's best deals, like up to 80% off area rugs, up to 60% off mattresses, up to 60% off bedroom furniture, and more exclusive doorbuster deals. So mark your calendar and shop Way Day starting October 26th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break.
Sipple, you are an idiot.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
As always, if you drive down Highway 6 today in Ashland, you will see a wonderful-looking building on the south side of the road called Ruhlman's Steakhouse.
Is the flag at half-mast?
It's not a half-mast, but it is not open today. They're open Wednesday.
Well, Ruhlman's is closed. I mean, it wouldn't be the United States flag. It'd just be Phil's flag.
The Ruhlman's flag, yes.
Ruhlman's flag. Half-mast.
You can enjoy Ruhlman's on Wednesday.
They'll be back.
Through Sunday for lunch and dinner. I heard the crowd was really good despite the loss to Minnesota on Friday night.
Was anyone there? If there was a breaker that made an appearance
Friday night,
because that sounded like it was going to be epic. $33 to stuff yourself with the finest meats and cheeses.
Cheeses?
Yes.
And wines?
Yes. Wines and cheeses. Yes.
God, just go. Go there.
Ruhlman's Steakhouse.
That's our new motto.
Just go.
What's your logo? Just go there. Just go to.
That would resonate.
I think it would. Just
that work.
That'd be the best.
Just go.
And do it like you said and shake your head. Just go there. Steve, do it again.
Just go there.
We'll use that for.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Stop. Help me go to hell.
Ruhlman's open a Wednesday at Highway 6 in Ashland. I know that. It was the middle of
October,
a football Saturday in October.
Nine ranked teams got beat.
However, Nebraska football just got murdered by Minnesota.
Stock hoops.
And people need some positivity for at least a minute or two.
How did Kentucky do in hoops?
Nebraska, I went to this, Nebraska played BYU in an exhibition game.
Let's listen to Jake.
Number 8 BYU, oh, by the way, who has the number 1 player in the country. His name is A.J. Dibansa. He played 32 minutes in this game. He had a very easy 30 points. He is smooth. You will hear that name a lot this year in college basketball.
Smooth.
A.J. Dibansa.
He's 2-for-4 from the 3-point line.
Little flat from 3-point land, but he's smooth otherwise. He made some really nice moves inside.
NBA all over.
He was going to be an NBA player, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think there's like 12 scouts yesterday at Nebraska.
Jeez. How about that? Were the Pacers there?
I don't know.
So enough the Pacers were there.
They're runners up last year in basketball.
That's what I mean. They're real close.
Hal Burton's done. He's not playing this season.
Isn't he?
No, he got. Remember, he blew out his knee in the playoffs.
Achilles,
wasn't
it?
Do some NBA talk while we're doing this.
No.
And how about hockey getting started?
For those who were at the game and needed a reprieve from the disaster in Minneapolis
Toronto.
They had a nice showing. Nebraska. Rick Mast hit his first 7 threes. He was 7-for-8 from 3-point land, 31 points in the game. It was nice to see him back. People kept saying, what if he played last year? What if he had Bryce and Juwan and Rink? I don't know what would have happened. It would have been maybe a better team.
Hit his first 7 threes.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
He had 31 points. Connor Asishan, 20 points in the game. My takeaway from this ball game is it was fun to watch. Okay. The game did not count, unfortunately, for Nebraska. They've been a nice win, obviously, against 8th-ranked BYU. But this team is going to be, I think, fun and frustrating at the same point. They don't have an inside presence.
So you see them as a bubble team.
I don't know about that. But
oh, come on. They just beat BYU.
They were 16 of 34 on threes. We all know it's hard to always expect that kind of performance from 3-point land, home, away, or neutral site. They're very dependent on it. I mean, at one point, they're on pace for 45 threes in the game. Attempts. They attempted 34.
Attempts, okay.
They attempted 34 in the ball game. So, they don't, I mean, Bearcat, you know, not an inside presence. Rick Mass can score inside. He's not a true post.
So, you are concerned about inside presence.
Yes.
The text you sent had concern about inside presence. I'll have to research, but I know that's your exact. I know that was to paraphrase. You had very concerned about an inside presence, both offensively and defensively.
We didn't see Oogie, the Central Michigan transfer. He did not play. I think he's still injured now.
How did the point guard position look for Nebraska?
I thought it was okay at best. Now we saw 9 assists from Jamarcus Lawrence. He had good assist numbers, but again, ball movement at times was stagnant. You'd say that's odd for 90 points. It's an odd thing to say. It was stagnant at times. There were some sloppy passes. So I don't know if I feel great about the point guard position. It's also exhibition. First game of the season didn't even count. But long ways to go with that.
Who'd they jog out?
Hey, guys. It's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Those are starters.
Starters were Bearcat Buchtenjill.
Okay, he had 6.
Price Sanford, the Iowa transfer, had 12 points.
Okay.
You will see he does not, he shoots so straight-legged, he does not bend his legs at all. It's very odd. Very odd. Hmm. Rick Mass, 31 points, starter. Jamarcus Lawrence started with 4 points, 9 assists. And Cale Jacobson started for Nebraska.
Oh, started Jacobson.
Two points in 12 minutes.
Started Jacobson.
Yes.
Well, I mean, it's Bill, all joking aside, it is surprising. I don't think people thought they'd beat BYU. I don't know what kind of...
No, I would have not predicted them to win that.
I don't know what kind of frame of mind BYU's in for.
That's the thing you don't know on either side. I would say home crowd, like you said, there's a good crowd, all the things going on. I would imagine that probably Nebraska's probably a little more into it than BYU was.
They actually had some fans. BYU had, it was weird, they had a nice pocket of fans of this game. I saw a lot of blue.
Top 10 team.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, do they look like a top 10 team?
Might be local people that just support BYU. I'm not sure. But there's a lot of BYU presence at that
You've
game.
You've watched a lot. Jake has watched a lot of basketball. Does that look like a top 10 team?
I think they're missing maybe two starters in that game, possibly. Oh. But yeah, otherwise, yes. Yes, they look good.
That's two fun starters team to watch. Out for them. That's a pretty big
But Dibonsa, that name you'll hear a lot. He's good. He's fun. I can't wait to see how he does this season.
Bill, I know enough to know this. The NIL is not an issue with BYU. Their whole approach, I saw this last year, is an NBA approach with their basketball program. That's the way that's what they're trying to do, is an NBA
BYU approach. Has money.
Yeah.
They have alums. They talk about a strong alumni base. They have it.
God dang, Jake. I thought you'd be a little more encouraged.
Well, I mean, 16, I mean, that was an awesome win. That was a very fun game. I thought the crowd was respectable for an exhibition
game. Did
you
wear the jacket?
No. What'd you wear?
What'd you go with? Just
shorts?
I think I just had a
short pants?
Regular sweatshirt. And I had a pullover on.
Short pants?
No. I had pants on. Regular pants.
Regular pants. Dungarees?
Not dungarees.
Okay.
Regular pants. I think there's some chinos, maybe.
Well, the return of Rink Mast was
glorious. Rink Mast is a good sight to see for Nebraska. 31 points, 11 for 15. And for those saying, how did he look? He looked normal. Like, I didn't see any sort of hobbling. Didn't see him looking slow. He looked like he was Rink Mast of 2 years ago. Same movement type.
Bill, Price Sanford's another guy. I mean, he had 12. He's going to they'll lean hard on Price Sanford.
Watch him shoot. His legs are dead straight. It's very strange. Does not go down at all.
You score,
it sounds like to me it's going to be what can they do off the dribble sometimes, because defenses are going to extend on them.
Yep.
It's going to be okay.
Wow, there you go.
That's correct.
Yeah. They're going to extend him.
Ron
okay.
is proud of you right now.
Okay. You got to beat us off the dribble. You got to go to the.
Lawrence can beat you off the dribble.
When you have four or five guys that can shoot threes like that, they're not going to let you out there and just bomb wide open threes. Going to do that.
If you look at down the lineup, there's not a lot of guys that are beating you off the dribble. Lawrence can beat you off the dribble, right, Jake?
Yes, he can.
And that's when
he didn't do much in that regard Saturday. He had 4 points, I believe.
But Burke, Sanford, Mass, Jacobson, I suppose, can. Sam can. A season's not really beating you off the dribble very much.
So they're going to see some extended defenses to no end.
This isn't a team that attacks the 10 very much, I don't think.
Attack the 10.
I think is that Bill Raftery version?
Oh, I love that.
Attack the 10.
Yeah. Who invented the hoop and the harm?
I don't know. I like that.
The hoop and the harm.
I don't know who that was.
Was that?
I don't know.
Was that Mark Jackson?
It might have been Mark Jackson. I was thinking of Mark Jackson.
That was so. I mean, that
sounds like it might have been Mark.
It might have been Mark Jackson.
Can you imagine sitting there all of a sudden like that? The hoop and the harm.
That's beautiful.
I'm like going. I go. That was you nailed it. For the rest, that will be used forever, and you nailed it.
No,
whoever not you. I say. I'm
no, somebody did.
Yes.
Think about when it was Mark Jackson and. Who was it?
Van Gundy.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jake.
So, let's do NBA.
No, one last thing in this one tiny segment of positivity. One more shout out to Nebraska Volleyball. They've won 9 straight matches. They have not lost a set in over a month. A set. September 17th, their last set they lost. They have swept 9 straight Big Ten matches since then in a pretty good conference.
Yeah. Danny Busboom is doing very well. Remember what she said at the start? Yeah, we're good.
Yeah,
when she was so asked loaded. About being number one, she voted him number one.
Yeah,
we're good.
Yeah, they're really good.
DBK.
DBK.
God, it just fires me up.
When we come back, song of the day and Bill's Thrills, Football Facts Monday next on Early Break in the Ticket.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.